Welcome to the table. Table. Pull up a chair. We building the future. The vision is clear. From the dream to the grind, from the plan to the proof, from the fiction to the fact, from the story to the truth. Cook. Small Black Business Association. Voices of power, new foundation. Learn more about business, learn more about you. For the Black community, we're breaking through. Entrepreneurs rising, the fires alive. We are people for the people, we hustle, we strive. Sharing the knowledge, we lift as we climb. Turning moments into movements, making history shine. Cook. Small Black Business Association. Voices of power, new foundation. Learn more about business, learn more about you. For the Black community, we're breaking through.
Hello, everyone. My name is Thomas Ford. I am the founder of the Small Black Business Association. Now, this is the introduction to my podcast. And the reason why I created this podcast, the reason why I decided to create the Small Black Business Association, we already know that there is a need for independent associations to be able to help small Black businesses grow and entrepreneurs to make it to the next level in their life. Let's be clear. Let me just be totally clear with you. We are not here to help those who are not there to help themselves. What do I mean by that? Now, number one, you have to understand that being a business owner is not for everyone. You can't just think that you're going to be a business owner and be rich the next day, because it just doesn't happen. And if you're not competitive in the market, if you don't have an understanding of business and have an understanding on how to create something that's going to grow, or even, this is better said, you don't have to have those, you literally don't have to have no inspiration for those things, but you have to be able to know that you need to learn how to do these things. And if you are that one person or one of many that believe you know everything and nobody knows nothing, then the Small Black Business Association is not for you. You should probably start your own association. If you believe that you know everything, then being a business owner or entrepreneur is not the space for you. If you don't believe that you can, that you have to understand and learn and be taught how to change and grow, then being an entrepreneur or a business owner is not for you. The Black businesses already have enough challenges as it is for you to stand in your own way or be in your own way from growth. Even myself, I have to take the back seat in order to learn and understand whether it's something I'm doing wrong or something I can change or something I can do better in order to be better, to do better. And being a business owner is all about how you can change. It's not about saying no all the time. It's not about saying yes all the time. It's about molding yourself and your business in a way that's going to last, evolve, and prove fruitful for everyone else. Because here's the thing, you need everybody's money. They have to have a need for you. If there is no need for you, then there is no money for you. It's just as simple as that. Now, I said this earlier and I'll say this again. Not every person should be a business owner. Not every person should be an entrepreneur. There's a lot of advertisements, marketing out there that tells you that you could be your own boss with AI and all this extra stuff. But here's what happens. when there is so many chiefs, there is not enough Indians. So are we all going to share the same, am I going to buy your AI and you buy my AI and it would be good to go? That's not how it works. I mean, I promise you that's not how it works. There has to be a full-fledged need and a full-fledged want, okay, in order for any of us to be successful in our endeavors to start a business or grow as an entrepreneur. And if you're not ready for that, then you're not ready for that. And here's the thing, even I, at my age, have to take the time to listen to others that are smarter than me. Heck, I have to listen to others who are not smarter than me. Why? Because one way or the other, that helps me to understand of my growth and my potential, and maybe something that I might have missed, because these are potential customers and clients for me. So if I don't listen to them, how can I be successful? I cannot. The Small Black Business Association is here to help, to here to give you all the information, all the tools and resources at your disposal that you need in order to be successful. But you have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to be led. I'm not saying that I'm going to lead you to the water and then everything else. I'm saying that I am trying, I and my others that are part of our collective want to help you grow, but you got to be willing to walk the walk and talk the talk and grow on your own terms. That's all we want you to do is grow on your own terms. The challenges are real, but in today's society, they're not equal to your abilities to grow. So I hope you will join me for my podcast and listen to what I have to say. I'll do my best not to rat rave on about unrelated stuff, but we're going to talk about Black in business, being Black in business, and entrepreneurship. Welcome to the Small Black Business Association podcast, hosted by myself, Thomas Ford.
Lifting us higher, one generation. Dream and build it, make it true. The power of us begins with you.